Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I believe our guests are going to be excited today because we have Phil from the Durable Turds in the studio. Good morning, Phil.
Morning. How's everybody? Good, good.
There you go. Well, you know, the Durable Turds are still number one on the distributor's chart for our new releases. I mean, we'll see what comes up with that, you know. Maybe you guys can do a rendition of Richie Goddard's I Want Candy.
I know, that'd be cool. I know, Joe likes covering coffees, so that actually might be a, you never know. Never know.
Well, he gave me the right. I talked to him not too long ago. He's an old friend of Mystics and Doug Moody. They go way, way, way back. In fact, he's a corporate part of our distribution. Anyway, he gave me the right to go ahead and have anybody do it again. So that would be fun, huh?
Oh yeah, that'd be way cool. That'd be fun.
Yeah. And, you know, it was written back in the 50s, and it's still a really good song, you know?
Oh, totally.
Of course, but I happen to like it because, my name. So tell me what's going on with you today, Phil.
I'm actually on vacation, hanging out in Spokane, Washington, and, waiting to hear about the Oregon shows and working on 1, 2, 3. We got like 3 new tunes we're working on.
Well, I believe the Portland Nardcore show is going to be September 10th.
I know, and we can't make it out there until the 15th.
Okay, well, you know, that's up to the booker, but for our listeners out there,
that's gonna be awesome.
I think we should give them a sample of the Durable Turds. Which one should I play? You choose.
You got Cost to Live on there?
I have Boredom, Horrors of War, and Lowrider listed up there.
Lowrider.
You know, it's funny, back in the 60s, my brother and I used to throw our surfboards on top of his lowrider.
Down, pack a liquor store.
looking for, the song.
Oh, Cost to Live. It actually goes...
Cost to Live. Okay.
Yeah, Braden wrote those together. Just pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
And would you like to tell us, our listeners out there, what Cost of Living is about?
Yeah, Cost of Living is like the only serious song we have, you know. And I think it's just about all the crap that's going on and how people just protest about everything. You know,
isn't
like
it
7
crazy?
Years ago.
I mean, it's really gotten out of hand.
Oh yeah, totally.
You know?
It's a joke. It's like,
I know, and they seem to protest about really stupid things that it's like, you know, somebody's out robbing and committing crimes, and because they get beat up by the cops, you know, or something, you know, they're going to riot and loot and steal and rob more, right?
Yeah, and then next week they need the cops, you know? It's like...
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just weird times right now, but I know, I guess we just have to accept that.
And I think all of these, well, I won't say who they are, but I'll just say terrorists. I think they're purposely doing all of these shootings to get our gun rights taken away.
And then just come over and take everything over.
Yeah, because as soon as, you know, we're all disarmed, you know, that's what they'll do. You know,
yeah.
And they have lone wolves that go out and do these things, and they're willing to lay down their life, you know, for their cause, because they think their cause is worth something. I don't know, but anyway, it just really saddened me the other day when you know, children were slain, you know, teenagers at a club, and it seems to be the favorite thing that they want to do these days is go after venues and people out having fun at a show.
Yeah, I think everybody's scared so they don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cool at all, man. But, I don't know. No, our scene at least won't give in, so that's cool. Or not give in, you know, but we're always partying regardless.
So tell me about the Cost to Live. Tell us more about the Cost to Live.
So when I think when Braden wrote it, he just had everything, like, local issues in mind, plus all the stuff that you had just talked about. And it's just basically how it affects kind of everybody. And I think it's just his outlook on it. Like, I think I've said this in the past, Braden, Joe, and Pat are smart, plus musically inclined. They could, you know, it takes them like 2 seconds.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Oh, I think. But I think
well,
they just.
Okay. I don't know, we had some kind of a small problem with the audio there for a moment, so I'm going to go ahead and play Horrors of War, and hopefully your phone will come back up.
Oh.
The horns of war, the sights of war, the thoughts of thought, the horns of war.
says a lot right there. You know, I the first time I heard that song, I had flashbacks of photos from Life magazine of the Vietnam War and the My Lai massacre. It was like so graphic, so horrible. Ugh.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the first video we did for that song was taken from that, from like the all those photos, and then we decided not to do it because it was pretty nasty,
yeah.
Pretty graphic.
Yeah, it was. Well, I have the cost of living. Did I say that right?
What's that? Cost to live, climbing? I can't.
Cost
you know
to
what?
Live. Boy, I have a brain freeze today. Okay, so I have your song here, Cost to Live. Here we
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Government and the corporation, there's a cost to live. In poverty stricken civilization, there's a cost to live. America with our demonstration, there's a cost to live. Working class broken, almost all black, there's a cost to live.
I swear.
our listeners for tuning in. I want to thank Phil for joining us in the studio today. And I want to remind everybody to get out there and party or go home.
Party or go home.
That's right. We'll see you. And if anybody likes what they just heard, and I'm sure they did, you can pick up their latest album on iTunes, Amazon, and all the favorites. And you can even listen to them on Spotify, YouTube, and everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got to send you the YouTube videos. The distributor made a whole bunch of them. Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're out of time. Enjoy your time at the lake today, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Awesome. Have fun. Bye.
All right. You too. Later on.
Later.